But we're playing checkers. It's a Sully and Gruffy checkers match. We don't ever miss those.
I'm sorry, Sully, but this is kind of a special thing for me. We're in the semifinals. You know how much I love bowling.
Yeah, almost as much as you said you loved board games.
Come on, Sully, don't be like that. It's one game. Tell you what, we'll play checkers tomorrow.
I can't. I'm busy all day.
Then tomorrow night. Would 8 be okay?
Oh, I guess.
Come rain or shine, tomorrow at 8, we're on. I promise. A Sully and Gruffy checkers match.
Okay. Have a good time bowling.
Thanks, buddy. Don't forget, tomorrow you're going down.
In your dreams, Bear. Crying like a baby in your lemonade.
Gruffy hurried out the door and headed off to the bowling alley.
Don't want to be late. After all, it's the semifinals.
When he got there, Gruffy rolled one of the best nights of his life.
Yes!
One more strike, Gruffy, and you get a turkey.
Talk about incentive. Who knew there was food involved?
Now you're the last one up and the score's tied. Get that strike and we go on to the next round. If we win that, you know what's next?
The championships.
Exactly. Of course, if you don't get a strike, it's all over. But no pressure.
That's helpful.
It's just a game. The most important game of a bowling-loving bear's life entirely on your shoulders. Go get 'em.
Thanks.
That's a lot of pressure. I know I couldn't do it.
Chris, trying to concentrate.
Sorry. Boy, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. Although they're great shoes, I meant to mention that earlier.
Gruffy hefted the bowling ball and walked to the front of the lane.
This is just for the championships.
Grizz.
Sorry.
Gruffy looked at the pins. He lifted the ball and held it for a moment.
No pressure. Sorry. Better you than me.
Gruffy stepped forward and in perfect form released the ball.
I can't look.
Straight down the lane.
I have to look.